these days.
22 states recognize the day. Others, like South Dakota, New Mexico, and Maine instead, recognize Indigenous Peoples or Native Americans Day. Cities across the country have also separately adopted alternative holidays.
Fox is Jeff Benosso. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. As Delta fades away from Alabama, how would you like some better weather news? On this Monday, Columbus Day, we start off cloudy this morning, but...
Hold on, that was my mistake, getting things set up.
It's okay.
Let's do it live.
Those were the Jingle Singers, and that's recorded, Rich, from a few minutes ago, talking about the clouds that are hanging tough over the area right now. But they will eventually break. In fact, I see some very encouraging signs on the satellite coming through West Alabama and Southwest Alabama, some sunshine starting to filter through. So be patient. The clouds and the gloom will eventually go away, and you can blame Delta for that. Then more clouds come in later on tonight ahead of the first of two fronts this week. Today's high 85, tonight's low 67. We'll be optimistic and say partly sunny tomorrow. I think there'll be some clouds early, and then we work our way into sun. 84 the high, 55 by dawn Wednesday. Wednesday and Thursday are beautiful. Second of two cold fronts arrive by late Thursday night. I think that'll set the stage for a beautiful weekend, and boy, do we deserve that. No hurricanes this weekend. Mid-40s on Saturday morning, coolest air of the fall season so far. Right now this morning, 72 degrees, cloudy skies here. Happy Indigenous Peoples Day.
Happy Columbus Day, yes.
Some other names that have been changed. Halloween is going to be Indigenous Ghost Day.
Oh, really?
Thanksgiving is going to be Deprived Unlucky Turkey Day. So, yeah, just want to keep you up to date on some of the holidays coming up.
Well, especially those colonizer ghosts on Halloween. It's it's unfortunate.
November 8th is Rich's Indigenous birthday.
That's right.
Oh, really?
So,
yes, it is.
You want to get ready for that. That parade is amazing downtown.
Is there going to be candy this year?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, excellent. Of course there is.
They always throw candy. Yeah.
So, what kind of candy? What's your favorite candy bar?
I keep in the freezer Reese's.
Reese's in the
peanut
freezer?
Butter cup.
Yeah.
Man, oh my God, it's incredible.
We're on the same page.
Don't look at the freezer downstairs.
Yes, I've heard about your weakness.
Yes.
Yeah?
One of his many.
If you were like a CIA operative.
Yeah.
And somebody wanted a secret from you.
Mm-hmm.
Could they maybe get it with
Reese's
cup?
Yeah,
Reese's
we probably
cup?
Got something going there.
Yeah, yeah, two yeah. cups.
Yeah, yeah. That'll start the negotiation.
Oh, no, you won't. Yeah. You wouldn't fall for the one.
Oh no, no,
no. It'd have to be a two.
More scruples than that.
Well, it does help to double up, get a king size.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or the big cup.
Or the big cup. I've gotten the big cup. That's a little bit much, but you know me.
Oh, I you're just downplaying. I did a little bit much.
Which is bigger, the fun size or the snack size?
Snack size is a little better.
Snack size is bigger than the fun size?
It's all a scam.
Yeah.
Because I remember buying a candy bar for the same price you pay for snack size.
Oh, God, yeah.
Right.
Just like when they put more air inside the chip.
Yeah, they love that, don't
right,
you?
Yeah, and less chips. Okay, I've said my piece, and I think I'm going to take my leave now.
Okay.
You and your dog, you get out of here.
Thank you.
News and Views begins here in mere moments. Eddie's in the studio. Jack will be joining us here in mere moments as well. 272-9228 if you want to get in early on the program. Amy Coney Barrett being confirmed, or at least the hearings start today. They're going on as we speak.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Do you know the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for a decade comes in just one color? Kubota Orange. The Kubota L Series at Capital Tractor. It's an orange army of one with you in command. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A Butler County Sheriff's deputy is recovering after being hit by a car while responding to an accident on I-65 this weekend. The sheriff's office tells us the driver left the scene. They were driving a Buick Enclave. Some Montgomery Public School bus drivers say they're concerned about returning to school this week. These drivers tell us they are worried about their safety and the safety of students. The transportation director says that bus seats serve as proper dividers and help socially distance students, according to the CDC. And a Montgomery police officer is facing several charges following a domestic call Friday morning. MPD says 24-year-old Sedaria McWilliams is being charged with domestic violence, assault, and criminal mischief. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
How did Doug Jones get so much done for Alabama? Listen to the folks across Alabama.
We took a chance on Doug Jones.
I knew he was a Democrat.
But he promised to get things done.
And he sure did.
He fought like hell for us farmers.
Senator Jones was essential in helping the cotton industry and their future with getting the seed cotton program passed.
Saved our jobs from trade tariffs.
He stopped Washington from denying survivor benefits to our military widows.
He protected coverage for pre-existing medical conditions.
And our rural hospitals.
Doug Jones worked with everybody.
And got things done for Alabama.
Doug Jones sure earned my vote.
Doug Jones is getting things done for Alabama. Why would we change?
Doug Jones kept his promises, and when disaster struck, he got us the hurricane and tornado relief we needed.
This is Senator Doug Jones, running for re-election to the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message because I'll never quit on the people of Alabama.
Paid for by Doug Jones for Senate.
T-Mobile for Business knows saving time and money is important for your business. That's why we're introducing Microsoft 365 on us, now included in our best business plans. With Office apps, Microsoft Teams, cloud storage, and more, Microsoft 365 on us gives you the tools you need to run your business. Stop by a T-Mobile store today. Qualifying plan required. Contactless activate. One license per line. Max two per account. Third-party terms apply. See T-Mobile.com for plan details.
When's a good time for a five-hour energy shot? At work, when deadlines are tight.
I need it on my desk by 5.
Okay, got it.
When you have to work late.
Hey, looks like another late one. Not sure when I'll be home.
When the afternoon lull strikes. Five-hour energy is made for hardworking people like you. Just crack it open, knock it back, and get ready for the alert, energized feeling you need to get stuff done. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
When the election is over. Now look, I know it's a great question, y'all, and I don't blame you for asking. But you know, the moment I answer that question, the headline in every one of your papers will be about that. Other than focusing on what's happening now.
Sir, I've got to ask you about tapping the courts, and I know that you said yesterday you aren't going to answer the question until after the election, but this is the number one thing that I've been asked about from viewers in the past couple of days.
Well, you've been asked by the viewers who are probably Republicans who don't want me continuing to talk about what they're doing to the court right now.
Well, sir, don't the voters deserve to know?
No, they don't deserve.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. Mm-hmm. Well, what an eventful weekend. Gloomy here. Kind of stinky outside. I was just talking to Eddie here in the studio about that. And live from his kitchen, we have Jack Campbell. How you doing, Jack?
Fine. How you doing, everybody?
All right. We need a good breeze to blow through.
Yeah, I was just asking Eddie about this, Jack. Were you out and about this morning? Or you were out some last night?
Yeah.
But did you leave the house this morning at all?
No, I hadn't left. I got the patio door open, but I hadn't left.
Well, as you let the breeze flow in, and we need more of a breeze from that patio door, did you notice a particular stench this morning? Or is that just...
Is it the paper mill?
I think so. Maybe with the pressure changes, but there is a unique stench in the air this morning. I don't think... Well, maybe it's Washington, D.C., and it's just reaching all the way down here to Dixie. I don't know.
That could very well be.
Or Alabama, excuse me.
We used to take those tours of the paper mill, and we'd ask those guys, man, how do y'all work in here with that smell?
Right.
They'd look right at you and go, boy, that smells like money.
And I did notice when I went up to my brother's wedding, it was in upstate New York, spent a whole week up there, fly back, I'm in Pensacola, and I'm driving back from Pensacola here, and as I hit the city limits, you see the sign that says Montgomery City Limits.
Syphilis?
No, not the syphilis sign, Eddie. I start to notice the, and I'm like, is that me? No, sweet home Montgomery. Yeah, unique stench in the air. But 272-9228, the confirmation hearing for Amy Coney Barrett is underway. We could flip it away from Fox Business and maybe check some of that out live here in a second. And, Joe Biden continues to avoid the court packing question. So he's now trying to turn the tables, Jack, right?
What Trump is doing by filling a vacancy is packing the court.
Yeah, here's Biden saying that the other day.
Look, the only court packing is going on right now. Going on with Republicans attacking the court now. It's not constitutional what they're doing. We should be focused on what's happening right now.
Sorry for the noise in the background. Some think that's a helicopter. It's actually
no, it's a jet.
It's a jet? I thought it was his oxygen tank.
That was a good guess.
Yeah, but there essentially it's, I know what you are, but what am I? Strategy going on right now for the Democrats.
Yeah, and by the way, it is constitutional.
Right, correct.
It's very constitutional, and that was just a lie that he pulled out of thin air.
But, Jack, before we keep going here, look who we have on the line. James Cole. Hey, James.
Good morning. Hope you're feeling well, Jack.
Thank you, James.
Hey,
James.
How you doing?
Good, James.
Doing pretty good. Sent a picture to you, Jack, and Eddie.
I saw it.
Something that happened this weekend, and I thought it was kind of funny, you know?
Well, I'm lucky.
But anyway,
that there wasn't any real damage done. James, do you want me to bring it up, James?
You know, that's fine. It doesn't bother me. I'm not a closet Republican, so.
No, but not by any means.
Well, so essentially, you have a big old Trump sign in is it the front of your house?
A banner.
Yeah, it's a flag that I have hanging from my carport. And, if I had a tall flagpole, I'd put it up on that. But there's a lot of liberals in my neighborhood, and apparently they don't care for it.
What happened? I saw the picture, but tell the audience.
Somebody decided to come by and drive by and throw a wine bottle at my house, at my truck. It didn't shatter, luckily, but, that's all right. I can deal with it.
Wait, what namby-pamby threw a wine bottle and didn't even shatter it?
Well, I don't know. They drank it all, so, you know,
that's
at least leave it full of wine for me.
Yeah, that wasn't a welcome to the neighborhood.
No.
It's a shame.
I could drink some wine once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh.
But anyways, I just thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
I hate that. That's. I can honestly say I think things like that are only going to get worse between now and
Election Day.
Yeah.
Probably after Election Day. Yeah.
Honestly, that's my biggest concern is after Election Day.
Well, what the sign says is Trump 2020 make liberals cry again. And it's just hanging from your carport.
Right.
And anyway, that's very unfortunate.
That's life, Jack, especially in the times that we live in.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Well, Trump on.
Well, y'all have a great day.
You too, James.
Trump.
Remember, James, Trump on.
Where's Charles when you need him?
That's right.
272-9228, Charles Hollis. Give us a call. Appreciate it, James.
See you, James.
Yes, 272-9228. Folks, this is the first hour news and views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Call Dan Black today at 279-6036. Take advantage here in the month of October. 50% off on all those videotape transfers to a DVD or digital file. You preserve those memories. It's a great idea. Get those Christmas gifts done early. You know,
I got a Christmas gift for you, Joey.
Yeah?
Yep.
You're going to transfer some videotapes?
Something like that, yes, in the videotape world. I'm working on it.
Very, very cool.
It's going to be explosive.
We'll go buy Dan Black Studios.
He's the man.
Then. Okay.
We're kind of hand in hand on this one.
279-6036. Great sponsor here. The first hour of news and views from 9 till noon. So, do you think anything eventful, Jack, will occur with this confirmation hearing? I watched a little bit of the beginning where both the Republicans and the Democratic senators were putting me to sleep. many ways. Do you think anything will come of this, or this is kind of, they're going to make a lot of sound, raise a lot of hell, raise a lot of fury?
They're not going to pick on her on abortion too badly, because that would mean, you know, going at her Catholicism, which would not be a very welcomed idea. So they're going to focus on the Affordable Care Act, and, she made some comments after that ruling that, of course, I'm not sure she was a judge then, but she made a comment, probably in a law review article or something, that that she thought John Roberts was wrong on calling it a tax. So they're going to put her on through the meat grinder on that issue of the health care alone. They will not be successful in blocking her confirmation. Dianne Feinstein and her, Feinstein, however the hell you say her name, in her opening statement talked about how she would hope that she wouldn't be confirmed before the presidential election. Lindsey Graham pointed out that a lot of times during an election year, a nominee to the Supreme Court is not confirmed. But every time that they have been, the president and the Senate have been the same party,
right?
Which is the case right now. So I look for her to be confirmed, and it will be contentious based on her comments about the Affordable Care Act. But I think she'll be confirmed, and she'll be confirmed before the election. I think Lindsey said she would be confirmed on the 29th. Which is just days before the election. Mm-hmm. But this is gonna reelect Donald Trump, because I'm gonna tell you something, in this country, people hold the Supreme Court sacred even though they don't agree with it. They don't want the court to be packed, and they want this to be a civil confirmation. I think the Democrats are gonna beat up on her, but they're gonna be real careful, because they know what happened during Kavanaugh, and that will sink them in November.
Yes.
This is very crucial, I think.
Yeah, if they get too ugly, then that will not reflect well on the party. And as Biden tries to play this, do I look like a socialist man? No, I'm moderate Joe. I'm just moderate Uncle Joe that you can have a cigar with or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to Despacito in the background. And and then we'll drive my new classic car with an electronic engine, electric vehicle. I'm the man of the future, and I'm good old moderate Uncle Joe. And we got hairy legs.
And by the way, we're going to do away the Electoral College, make Puerto Rico a state, make Washington, D.C. a state.
Right.
But I'm not going to answer the question on the court packing.
None of your business.
Because the Republicans are packing the court right now, and it's unconstitutional. It's like, no, Joe, it's constitutional. It's not court packing. And it's interesting. If you can look it up, it's all over YouTube, folks. The FDR fireside chats from, I think it's 3738, where he's talking about this. Oh, if the we must preserve our Constitution of the United States. If by packing the court you mean I'm going to put in spineless politicians to do my bidding, then I am not packing the court. But if you mean I'm going to put in good jurists who care about the everyday man, like, and the people of the who have experience with the Great Depression, experience of everyday life, then I am guilty of court packing. And it just, he was so shameless about it.
Well, and what's funny, back then, they denied it to him.
Yeah.
And the Democrats controlled both houses.
Right.
Back then.
A lot of Democratic senators, yeah, told him no.
And you heard, I don't know if you've heard the footage or seen the footage of Biden being interviewed about that in 1983. I think he was speaking to a group. I don't think this was during any kind of hearing. He said, did FDR have the right to send that memo up requesting that? Absolutely. He had the right to do that. But I'll say this. It was a harebrained scheme or what else? What did he call it, Joey?
Mm-hmm. A harebrained is right.
No, it wasn't harebrained.
Boneheaded.
Bonehead idea.
Yeah. Yeah, bonehead.
Bonehead idea. That was Joe Biden 27 years ago.
No,
about court packing.
If the president and the legislature want to increase the number of justices, it is constitutional. But to do it under the circumstances of, okay, we don't like how the court has swung away from our party, that's where people don't like it. And that's why FDR was doing it. A lot of his New Deal programs were shot down. It's interesting. The history of the court getting to the number of seats it is, a lot of that goes back to Lincoln and in the 1860s, and finally it was settled on with 9 members. I think it was at 9, and they cut it down to 7, and then they went back to 9.
Was it originally 3?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
So it's been the 9 seats for 150 years or so.
Right.
If not longer.
Exactly.
And we need to, this idea that then this is how the Democrats and a lot of the elite left operate. Is that if they can't get their way in terms of how the, you know, these traditions have gone, oh, we'll just change the rules. Now, this is just the nature of political power in a divided country. This is where it's going to go. And they still have sour grapes. And hell, just look back at the primary process for the Democrats, for the presidential primary. Pete Buttigieg, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, let's not be offensive here. All these folks were like, hey, we need to come up with court packing schemes. They were just explicit and open about it. So this has been an idea way before Ginsburg, God rest her soul, passed from this earth. And it's the radicalism and willingness of completely altering the system right now because they know they're not winning on the merits of their own arguments. Should be unsettling to people. Anybody, you don't have to be a Republican or be for Trump to see how unsettling this is. Anybody who's middle of the road, who kind of wants a good faith argument, and there are very few folks like that, I'm learning, but there are more than you'd imagine. You need to understand what the Democratic Party has been murmuring to itself and sometimes just saying out loud from a megaphone about how much they want to change things because they're not winning on the merits of other arguments.
Well, and let me tell you, if we lose the Senate, you will see legislation introduced and possibly passed to do away with the Electoral College. That would be a very bad thing for states like Alabama, Indiana. I mean, it'll be bad for every state that the Constitution attempted to protect. By not allowing the big cities to decide with their massive votes who the next president is going to be. I mean, the Electoral College protects rural America.
Right. And it protects rural America, and it's based in, like, you look at James Madison, what he wrote about the Constitution. The idea is you pit interest against interest, faction against faction. You know, Madison had read his Machiavelli. You want to take all these ambitions and powers that struggle for the power and pit them against each other. And part of that was that you would have regional sections of the country that would have a different perspective than other parts. So the rural part of America today still does have a different perspective than your big cities. And that's a good thing, that these people have a seat at the table in the Senate, in each state respectively. This allows for liberty to grow, and if you do anything big, you actually have to build consensus across all the land.
And what I think this could possibly lead to would be increasing the size of the Senate based on a state's population. The way the Senate right now works is you've got two from every state. So every state is represented equally in the United States Senate. But this would could lead to that. And we absolutely have to hold the Senate.
Well, and I'd imagine Coach Tommy Tuberville will soon be Senator Tuberville. But I'm of the camp of, hey, let's go back to the legislature picks the senators. Oh, the corruption. Yeah. But the point is, they represented the state of Alabama through the state's representatives. And I thought that when they got rid of that and went to the popular direct election of senators, I thought that was also a hit to the checks and balances. So I don't think that's ever going to come back. But it makes the point that the Democratic Party really believes in this idea that we need to be a national social democracy that doesn't care about different interests around the nation. We're one nation, one size fits all. And you're right, Jack, it'll be the big cities, the cultural centers, so to speak, though I don't know how much people are really paying attention to them these days, that would decide the fate of the nation.
Absolutely. And you see what's happening in Los Angeles. And last night, the Lakers won. They tore the damn city up. Mm-hmm.
Wait, the NBA Finals are going on?
Yeah.
I'm serious about that. I didn't know.
I happened to be somewhere last night. It was on. I looked up. Somebody's holding up a gold trophy. And then that woman was on the mic. I guess she's one of the owners. And I thought, oh, my God. I didn't even know what was going on.
Yeah. It's just. Well, and so they tore up the city?
Hey. Yeah, they tore down a statue of Lincoln and statue of Christopher Columbus, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, these great oppressors.
Yeah. Well, it is Columbus Day, so got to celebrate somehow.
Oh, and by the way, we'll get into this in the next segment. Why did Italian Americans rally around Christopher Columbus? Why do we have Columbus Day, for instance? Why was it taught in school? You know, 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Like, why did this become in statues of Columbus all over? I mean, it's because Italian Americans were being discriminated against and oppressed and, yes, lynched. Mm-hmm. Lynched. And they wanted to create an identity here in America that could be respected. So they could be a part of this nation, not treated as the so-called other. That's why we have Christopher Columbus Day. And now it's been flipped on its head to where, well, Columbus is this great oppressor. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure a guy from the late 1400s, the late 15th century wasn't like a great guy in terms of our moral standards today. Sure. But come on. Come on, man. This is just crazy.
Interesting story about Columbus Day. Back when Johnny Carson show was first on NBC, I think it was in 1962 or so, he and Ed McMahon were out drinking, mm-hmm. and there's a woman who came into the restaurant, and Carson hit on her. It turns out she's a gang, she's a mob boss's wife. And NBC had said they weren't going to cover the Columbus Day parade because it didn't have the significance it once had. And they threatened to kill Carson. I mean, this is in his memoir of his attorney. And so what happened was they got word to Carson, if you can convince NBC to carry the Columbus Day parade, you'll get off the hook. And by he convinced NBC
I would have too,
to
buddy.
Show the Columbus Parade, Columbus Day Parade, and it spared Carson's life.
Wait, did he just hit on this woman?
Because he got
rushed
up that night.
Wait, did he just hit on her, or did he give her like a foot massage or something?
He hit on her, and he'd been drinking. You know, he and McMahon used to go out drinking every night after the show back in those days, according to his attorney's memoir, and he had gotten thrown down the stairs at this place that night, and that was just a precursor of what was to come.
Wild stuff.
And he was living in the, I think the UN building had apartments in it, up above, and he was living in that building, and they knew where he lived, and he stayed in. He didn't tape the show for like 3 nights until this got resolved, because he was scared to go out.
Wow.
And he carried a gun with him at all times. That's what his attorney said. Fascinating book. It was written in about 2016, maybe.
Jack, do you remember? Here, guys, we got to hit a break.
All right, don't fuss at me. Uh-huh.
We'll be back in a second.
The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is Mayor Stephen Reed. For too long, Montgomery schools have received the lowest amount of funding allowed by Alabama law, the bare minimum. Neighboring school districts like Pike Road and Auburn fund their schools drastically better. The result? Our students are paying the price, and they deserve better. That's why I'm voting for the proposed school funding increase to invest more resources in the classroom. Now is the time. For the first time in decades, we can truly increase our funding and improve our public schools. This will be good for our students, this will be good for our teachers, for our parents, and for all of Montgomery. Let's invest in Montgomery Public Schools. Let's invest in our students. Let's invest in our future. This is Mayor Stephen Reed. Whether you vote absentee or at your polling place, vote for our students. And be sure to flip to the back of the ballot and vote for more school funding.
Paid for by the MGM Invest PAC, P.O. Box 621, Montgomery, Alabama, 36101.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C-Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us, and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
It's time to prepare the menu for your outdoor fall gatherings. Let U.S. Foods Market Store make your shopping a breeze. They've got a great selection of meats for grilling and delicious ready-made sides. You can pick up your paper goods and even grab a bag of charcoal while you're there. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, makes your family mealtime easy and affordable. Open to the public with no membership fees. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
It's the best 10 days of fall, the Alabama National Fair, now through the 18th. Today is school day from 9 to 11 with $5 admission for students through grade 12 and $15 wristbands. There's great live music on the outdoor stage and plenty of entertainment with midway shows like the Zerbini Family Circus, sponsored by Tucker's Pecans, Ka-Chunk and the Alligator Shows, sponsored by Don Duckin's All-American Auto and Tire Center, and more. Tuesday is Ladies' Night, sponsored by Chappie's Deli, with admission just $2 for everyone with your donation of dog food, cat food, blankets, blankets and towels to the Tri-County Humane Shelter. And ladies, don't miss our Ladies Night giveaway on the outside stage at 8 p.m. Thursday is $2 night when you bring a donation of non-perishable food for the Montgomery Area Food Bank. Sponsored by Alpha Farmers Federation and Alpha Insurance. And all rides will be just $2. Garrett Coliseum clear bag policy in effect. All state, local, and CDC requirements strictly enforced. Visit alnationalfair.org or download our free fair app.
The Alabama National Fair.
Presented by the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery, Pepsi, and HMMA.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. Again, this hour, News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Folks, you can get those old videotapes, VHS, Betamax, little camcorder tapes. You can get them all transferred at 50% off to a DVD or digital file for your computer. But you got to call Dan Black at 279-6036, 279-6036, and tell them you're a News and Views listener. And this really is a great idea for Christmas. There are some folks that are really hard to buy for. For instance, Jack, I'd imagine you're pretty hard to buy for. I mean, you're always, you'll be gracious, but I mean, you got everything in the world already, right?
Everything I need, I think.
So, you know, if maybe I could smuggle away some of your old home videos and get them preserved to where it's easier for you to watch and maybe share some of those memories together, reminisce together, jog the nostalgia, so to speak. I think it's a great idea for Christmas for folks who are tough to buy for. And Dan Black Studios can do that for you. They can also do video production from the ground up. Whether you're looking to do a TV commercial or online branding video, or maybe you want to make a dance video to show off your dance moves and how skilled you are on the dance floor. I mean, it could be silly, could be serious, whatever you need. Any big presentation you might have for a big event or for your school or your church, Dan Black Studios has you covered on all those video production needs. So again, their number, 279-6036, 279-6036. And be sure, if you want to transfer those old videotapes to a digital format, to tell them you're a News and Views listener to get 50% off here in the month of October. So 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. I'm Joey. He's Jack. How you doing?
How you doing?
We got Eddie Bader in the house.
In the house.
Man, what a dreary weekend. It kind of put my mood, I'm not in a bad mood, I'm just kind of in a dreary, tired mood.
Well, if you have, if you're an Auburn fan or an Alabama fan, you have doubts about your future this season. They both looked, Auburn looked very just lethargic.
Yeah,
they looked horrible.
And Alabama, it was like a sieve on the defense. Like,
yeah.
Piece Alabama's of Swiss cheese.
The defense did not show up at all.
Right.
Well, I got a feeling somebody got some talking to after that game.
Yeah.
Even though Saban's got a mask on, you can still tell what he's saying.
I imagine I imagine defensive coordinator Pete Golding in Tuscaloosa is a little nervous this morning. And
well, you don't want to get hit by that belt again. I mean, no wonder he's nervous. I'd be nervous. Isn't that what Saban does?
I think the ass chewing is worse than the belt.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It is. Okay.
Yeah, it appears to be worse than the belt.
Torn limb from limb with vicious rhetoric.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You'd rather the physical.
Yeah. You can't say on radio.
Well, I had friends who worked around the program, like where they're around Saban with recruits and stuff. They said the guy was magnificent, just brilliant at talking to young students, young men, about coming on the team, and he could be that very charming. He could say whatever he needed to say, whatever right. that particular student athlete needed. But then when somebody did something wrong, like you're just suggesting, you did not want to get on that the wrathful side of that
here,
small
when
man.
When he has recruits in town, he'll take them to his house, and they'll have dinner or whatever, and he gets on the piano, and he's a big Eagles fan.
Oh, Lord.
And he plays a lot of music from the Eagles. So not sure if he sings. I think he's more of an instrumentalist than a vocalist. But anyway, that's what I've heard.
No, actually, his favorite song I've been told is I Can't Tell You Why. It's strange to hear him sing in falsetto.
Oh, my goodness, Joey.
272-9228. A little bit of history here, as I mentioned earlier. The year is 1891, and a mob broke into a New Orleans prison and lynched 11 men who had just been found not guilty on a murder charge. It's not an unfamiliar tale in the Jim Crow
now,
South.
Hang on.
Mm-hmm.
How do you break in a prison where people are found not guilty? They're not in prison.
There you go.
They hadn't been processed yet.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Joey.
Yeah.
Clearing that up.
This is from historian Arthur Herman. It's not an unfamiliar tale in the Jim Crow South, mob justice, if you can call it justice at all. Say mob injustice, lynchings. Except the 11 victims weren't African Americans. They were Italian immigrants, part of an American population who had been targets of discrimination since arriving on America's shores in large numbers since the 1870s. Yet a year later, Italian Americans themselves had found a role model and a symbol with which to identify themselves and to assert their determination to succeed in America despite the odds. That symbol was Christopher Columbus. And the day chosen to commemorate what Italian Americans have contributed to their adopted country was October 12th, the traditional date for Columbus's arrival in North America. FDR was the first president to recognize the date as Columbus Day. And it's good to know, here in the growing shadows of cancel culture, exactly why and what the meaning is of hailing Columbus so high and having a day for Columbus. No one needs to exonerate Columbus or his Spanish paymasters for the harm they inflicted on American natives more than 500 years ago. We do need to make sure it stands as a salute to one of the most important and hardest working immigrant communities in America, whose story is truly the story of America as a nation of immigrants. Americans, Italian Americans, didn't celebrate Columbus because he was an imperialist. No, they essentially adopted this Genoa-born admiral of the ocean seas as someone who had used his daring and skill to sail into the unknown across a great ocean to find a land completely unknown to Europeans, a land of danger and hardship, but also possibilities of creating a new, better life for those who would come to its shores, just as what these immigrants fleeing an impoverished and overcrowded Italy did. You know, it's amazing that, and you probably have the memory in your own life, Jack, but as I grew up, you know, I'm born 1988. As I grew up, the idea of ethnic pride, you know, for instance, as my family, the most distinguished one we know would be Polish, but it was never like a point of immense pride. My great-grandfather spoke a little Polish, and I remember that, and some of the culture there, like polka music and whatnot. But it wasn't a matter of think of yourself as your ethnicity first. And it's interesting how that is, the traditions are still there, but it's never really been in my life top of mind. What say you, Jack, in terms of like the divisions between, you know, Irish, Scottish, Polish, German?
Well, we have St. Patrick's Day, which is a big deal to, to Irish Catholics like myself. And you have Cinco de Mayo, you know, you have, and there's a lot of pride on those days. Although, you know, I had a great-grandfather born in Dublin on my mother's father's side, and Owen Martin was his name. And so, yeah, I think about that because my mother was a little bit closer to the Irish connection than I am. You know, I'm one generation apart from that. But I always thought those holidays were really cool for people who came from that ethnicity. I think, and I don't think we ought to get away from it. I think it's really cool.
Right. And, well, it's you know, like you celebrate that ethnicity to the point where everybody accepts it, and now everybody loves St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And drinking days, all of them.
And it creates the melting pot. It's like you celebrate a particular point of view that also appeals to, you know, a lot of other things that we're proud about America for, the idea of adventure into the unknown, making your life with a tough go of it. And everybody can kind of appreciate that. That's why these Italians, it was actually 1892, when they, in New York City, raised $20,000 for a statue of Columbus. This is a year after the New Orleans lynching. The nation was celebrating its 400th anniversary of Columbus's epic voyage, and the organizers saw an opportunity to raise the profile of Italian Americans everywhere. It's just amazing how...
And it's really a big deal in New York.
Right.
I mean, it's a big deal.
Right.
Now, you know, we may cuss him because the post office is closed today and the banks are closed today. But, you know, so if you're expecting something in the mail, you're not going to get it today. And if you want to go cash check, you better use your ATM.
Well, it's just the irony of a day and a holiday and an icon created to stop discrimination and oppression of a certain group is now considered a day of oppression and discrimination by other groups.
If nothing else, what was here before Columbus got here? Mostly Indians?
Native Americans, yeah.
So he brought some diversity over.
Well, and I just got a text from one of our friends, Seth Spotlow.
Oh, I know that guy.
Yeah, He's Italian and Cherokee.
Yeah, he's torn. Is he beating himself up today?
Only Spot Cephalo would be.
All right, he's torn. Either that or he can go to both parades.
But don't forget, Columbus's own people wouldn't send him over here. He had to go to the King and Queen of Spain to get sponsored to come over here.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And how he made it. I mean, think about.
Right.
How primitive everything was back then, and what enormous. They didn't have motors on their boats.
Right.
You know, they sailed. I mean, these guys were innovators and brave as hell.
And the smells. Can you imagine the smells that came out of that vessel?
272-9228.
And he had to go there.
Well, today
you
does
know, marinara sauce was invented by sailors.
That's right.
Really?
Sailors' wives, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because it was something they could take that if sealed would keep without spoiling. So where the word marinara comes from, marine.
Hmm. Very interesting.
Jack's so full of knowledge.
Oh, yeah. Full of knowledge.
A font thereof.
Let's go. This is an Italian who wants to chime in.
Correct.
Hey, Italian who wants to chime in. How are you?
Yeah, Joey. It's Jack Galassini.
I was hoping you were listening, Jack.
Yes, I am. And, of course, truly an Italian. I tell people I'm a member of the FBI. I say, what's that? It's full-blooded Italian.
Yeah, your mom and dad, right?
Yeah, my mom and dad and my grandfather came over from Italy. You know, they landed in New York. People don't understand. Way back when you got to New York, you went through Ellis Island. And if you didn't have your papers in order to come into the country, they had a stamp, and they stamped. There was the word was your papers were not in order, so it was without papers, and they used the acronym, and they used the word WAP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that became a derogatory term for Italians for many years, but people don't know the background of that. Without papers was the derivation of it. And, of course, you know, Italians, when they came to America, they came here to contribute to America, not just take. And I think, Jack, you had mentioned about the fact that if you look at all the different Italians that have done things in the field of medicine, music, inventors, you know, just different things that they've done to make society better, it's truly a day to celebrate, you know. I think sure we have is. To realize the fact we have a club in America called the American Italian Club, and we use the word American first because first and foremost we're Americans. But we're of Italian descent, so occasionally we'll get together and spin a little spaghetti on a fork, you know?
There you go.
That's good.
I have some great friends in Texas who Caltex Petroleum moved a bunch of people from the Bronx down to down near Arlington, Texas, and in a place called Las Colinas. And this family were Francis and Rosario Rossi.
Wow.
And after Mass on Sunday, every Sunday for like 6 months, I was invited to their house for lunch, which started at noon and ended at 6 p.m.
Good Lord.
Amen.
Because she would serve soup, you know, always like pasta fagioli, and she would serve escaroli and fagioli. I mean, it was just an incredible meal. We'd end up with fruit and wine, and I would never leave there half sober. It was just crazy. But they were great people, and I'm still in touch.
That's the way to be. Hey, you can tell your buddy Seth Spotlow, if he's part Indian and part Italian, well, that's great because, you know, the Indians are noted for corn, There's a thing in the Italian food called polenta, and we Italians call it Italian grits.
Yes, right.
You make grits from white corn, and then if you go to the yellow corn, it's the same situation. It becomes polenta.
Well, Seth actually just texted me, and because he's Italian and Cherokee, he said he calls himself a Wapachi. I'm not sure if that's politically correct.
Oh, my gosh. Tell him to put it on a T-shirt. See if I
there you go. Well, Jack is a great hero.
You guys have a great day.
And you
just, if you see an Italian, buy him an Italian sausage sandwich.
There you go.
Oh, okay, there's nothing better than that.
I remember Jack Alessini. I was in eighth grade. He gave a whole...
Great, great person.
He gave absolutely a whole seminar on fostering your talents. And, I mean, he's been a fixture of the community, especially in the Catholic community here.
Oh, he is so great. Yeah. I mean, he's just as kind and just always on the go. I mean, he's just a great guy.
Well, we got to hit another break here. Last break of the hour. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Again, this hour, news and views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Call them today and take advantage of 50% off on all those videotape transfers to a DVD or digital file. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036, 279-6036. We'll be right back.
There's a road I'd like to tell you about. Lives in my hometown.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Sounds like a job for AC.
It's our fourth annual truckload sale.
And have we got an irresistible offer for you?
Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire
and save 20%.
Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit.
Turn to the experts at acbyleQuire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyleQuire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
License number 84417.
No one likes a messy situation. When dealing with an unruly septic tank, things can get messy quick. Alabama Septic Services offers competitive pricing and high-quality service, as well as rapid response times. Your go-to for residential and commercial septic tank installation, maintenance, and pumping, as well as field line replacement and installation. They also offer commercial services such as car wash cleaning and dirt pit cleaning. Give Jimmy at Alabama Septic Services a call at 334-264-8184.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The news about the week ahead is very good, and we need some good news. No hurricanes in the Gulf this week. Today on this Columbus Day, the clouds will gradually fade away. We work our way into sunshine, high temperature in the mid-80s. Comfortable tonight, overnight low temperature down to about 66. Tomorrow and Wednesday, nice days, low humidity, highs in the low to mid-80s. Cool nights, overnight low temperature down to about 58, I think, by Wednesday morning. Then the second cold front of the week arrives by Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a better buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Every great pool has a great pool partner, and I'm not talking about a flotation device. I'm talking about a team of pros that make sure your pool is clean and pristine and always inviting. For me, that team is Fagan Pool Services. Veteran founded, owned, and operated for two generations. The Fagan family has 50 years. That's 50 years of experience in providing excellent pool service and maintenance. I picked Fagan after my previous service installed a system that failed after 6 months. Fagan came to the house, diagnosed the problem, and fixed it the same day, and they've been my team ever since. Fagan can handle all repairs, including pool liners, motors, pumps, filters, salt generators, and leak detection. Fagan pool technicians are dependable and deliver friendly customer service. I trust them completely. For renovations, repairs, and great service, partner up with Fagan. For a quote, go to Fagan, that's F-A-G-A-N, FaganPoolServices.com, or call 334-201-1819. That's 334-201-1819, Fagan Pool Services.
Switch to WOW Superfast Internet 100 for $34.99 per month with no contracts and a contact-free installation. For an even better deal, double your internet speed for $5 more. Switch to WOW today. Stay connected. Details at WOWWay.com.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Napa Know How.
At Napa, we've teamed up with AAA to save you 20% online or in-store. That's why they call us the Savings Dream Team. Okay, we're the only ones calling us that. But it's true. Your AAA membership can save you 20% at Napa. So we're basically superheroes with the most specific power ever, saving you 20%. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
20% off regular retail prices with valid AAA membership card. Offer ends 10/31/20.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in the program. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
Doing all right. Eddie in the house.
In
man
the house.
Of the phones. Let's go to the phones. Again, 272-9228 and talk to Lori. Hey, Lori.
Good morning, everyone. Good
morning, Lori.
Hi. Hi, Lori. I just wanted to... Hey, Jack, how are you?
All right, thanks.
Good. Now, I just wanted to say my daughter-in-law called this weekend, and my stepdaughter has a child, and my husband is from Columbus, Ohio. And she said, Dad, you're not going to believe this. She said... where we used to draw the ship that Columbus came over in on Columbus Day at school. We celebrated and stuff. Now it's called a Day of Reflection. So they're not going to celebrate Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought that was kind of hard to believe.
A Day of Reflection.
A Day of Reflection.
Mm-hmm.
In the school. Now, I don't know what the city plans on doing, but... in the school, they are not celebrating. They are having a day of reflection.
Are we? What are we reflecting on? Like the fall of man?
I guess all the cruelty that's going on in the world. I don't know, Joey. I don't know. The world's gone mad.
No, it's not a bad thing to reflect on the fallen nature of man, but to put it all on one country is a little...
only that, most of these people that are raising Cain, if it wasn't for Columbus... they wouldn't have got here. We wouldn't be here.
They don't be
here. The whole butterfly effect.
Mm-hmm.
It'd have been a whole different thing.
What did he have to do with what's going on now? Nothing. He just discovered.
He started it all by bringing us here. That son of a...
Yeah. God almighty. That's terrible.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
He's a terrible person. So I guess that's why they changed it to a day of reflection.
Mm.
But, I just want to let you guys know that. I just thought that was a shame. And I'm sorry about the man's flag. That's a shame also.
Well,
somebody
Lori,
destroying his property.
Yep.
So. I appreciate you telling us this, and I appreciate you calling.
Take care, Lori.
Okay. Have a great one.
272-9228. Soldier Boy, hold on, or call back after the top hour break, because I know you got plenty to say, good sir. Soldier Boy, you know, these folks being mad about things that happened, what, 400, 500 years ago? Like, are you really that mad about it, or are you just using that history to make a point today?
Ding, ding,
I mean,
ding,
because
ding,
I'm
ding.
Still mad about the fact that the Persians lost the Battle of Plataea. Well, it's a shame that that happened.
To get over that, Joey. Not much you can do right now.
Well, I wasn't
that.
Real fond of the Punic Wars either, Joey.
I'm with you, Jack. See how I'm getting my voice is cracking. I'm so with
I'm
you.
A Hannibal fan.
Really? You liked his elephants. I know you.
Going across the Alps, pretty cool.
That is pretty cool stuff. Anyway, more news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. 272.